Kentucky FFA President Aidan Manley is with us. Aidan, it's great to have you on this with us to celebrate FFA Week and National FFA Week and FFA Week across Kentucky. Tell us, first of all, how's it been as president of Kentucky FFA this year?
It has been such a blessing to be in this role. I can't believe I'm already around 8 months into it. And we as the state officers have just had so much fun getting to connect with members across the state, speak to them, and we're really excited for what's going to happen at the upcoming state convention as well.
So tell us about your journey to becoming state FFA president. How did you get there? Where did you start out in the FFA?
Well, it's kind of ironic that I even got here because my freshman year, I joined an agriculture class, and I had no intention of joining the FFA whatsoever. My ag teacher, Mr. Cash, constantly tried to get me to kind of join events or do speeches, and I told him, no way I'm ever going to give a speech or do anything leadership-wise. So I skipped out on all that stuff my freshman year, but I got to go to FFA camp, and there I fell in love with what this organization can truly do for its members, which is grow them into better people with stronger character, stronger values to serve others, and also just find their place in the industry of agriculture. So since then, I've bought in. I've competed in multiple events like prepared public speaking and just found a family in this organization. So I loved it. And I was able to run for regional office, and then the opportunity came to run for state office. So I decided to just kind of pray about it, put my best foot forward, and I was blessed enough to get elected. And now I get to give back to others what I've learned for so many years to this organization about serving others, lifting them up.
So what's this year been like for you? Have you traveled a lot spoken to a lot of chapters? What have you been doing this year as president?
This year has been a whirlwind, but I've tried to take in every single minute of it for sure. I think my car has got probably an additional 15,000 miles on it since the beginning of the year. And it has just been full of visiting chapters, like you mentioned, getting to host leadership workshops. Sometimes those workshops will last for the entire school day where I get to do seven different ones and see every single student that comes through that classroom. Sometimes it's just at a leadership conference in the evening. I also have got to do a few speeches at green hand ceremonies, and now banquets are coming up as well where I'll get to have speeches. And then sometimes chapters just have us out to visit for an event where they're highlighting the ag in their community, where we just get to speak to leaders and have conversations and make those connections. And then it's also been a lot of planning events like the Rising Sun Conference. We have a middle school leadership conference coming up as well that the state officers have been working on planning. So it's just been full of getting to connect with members, host those workshops, and kind of serving as an ambassador and for FFA and agricultural education.
Let me ask you this. Tell me a little bit about your SAE. What were you involved in? What have you been involved in the FFA over the years?
Yeah, so my supervised agricultural experience, probably like most kids, kind of started out as just a basic placement on my grandparents' farm in Elliott County. And I also did a little bit of weed eating for people just around my neighborhood as well. And I logged those hours. But then I had the opportunity towards my junior year of high school, whenever I started getting interested in agricultural education, my ag teacher told me that a new internship would be opening at the high school for an agricultural education intern. So I applied for that spot, and I was blessed enough to get it. So I started my project over agricultural education advocacy, where I did small projects to educate middle school members, educate elementary schoolers as well, where I would just give small lessons. And then I also helped out in the everyday classroom with students with their assignments. And I would also go into the greenhouse and water that greenhouse. I would teach kids how to transplant. I led a few shop lessons as well. So my primary one was in agricultural education, and that's what led me to my career choice today as well, to hopefully become an agriculture teacher.
I love that. I think it's so exciting to hear you say what you found there. So as far as you and your role there, how do you think FFA is changing your life as state president?
FFA has had a drastic change on my life. I mentioned earlier that as a freshman, I had no interest in becoming a leader, giving public speeches, or really bettering myself. But then I went to FFA camp, and I realized that FFA is something that wants to constantly push us out of our comfort zones. And if it wasn't for that realization, there is no telling who the person I would be today without all this organization has done to open my eyes up to how I need to become a better person and how I need to serve others. So it's not really just changed my life in the aspect that it gave me a future career choice, and that's great, but it changed my attitude on life, on how I should serve others every day, on the purpose I should lead my life with. And because of this organization, I've been exposed to that purpose, and I know that no matter where life leads me, I'm going to keep that purpose to always serve others, to always lift others up. And so that's something that's going to keep me rooted and grounded for as long as I live.
Hey, I know part of your year as FFA president, you've had a chance to visit with a lot of alumni and also supporters of the FFA. What's been your message to them this year?
My message to them has primarily been what I talked about right there, that this organization is not just one that connects students with the industry of agriculture and exposes them to careers, which it does, and that is so important because our country and our industry needs leaders. But it was that it truly changes our outlooks on life if we fully buy into this organization. It's growing people who will have strong morals, strong values whenever they go to their communities in the future, and they are going to be leaders that are also instilling those same values in whatever young people they choose to mentor in the future as well. So I've really just tried to highlight the fact of how life-changing this organization is, and I've also tried to highlight how their support is truly impacting the members directly. Every single dime that they give or any time they decide to support a local chapter, they are changing a local member's life.
I think it's so important, too. Also, you know, interacting with members, you talked a lot about that, but what's been your message to members who say, well, I'd like to maybe be a state officer, but I'm not sure if I could ever accomplish something like that? What's been your message to them?
I connect with those members a lot. I never thought that I could be in this role today, coming from Menifee County, which is kind of just a school that's in a holler in a ditch on the side of the road. So I connect with those members, and what I try to tell them is this is an organization where what you put into it is truly what you are going to get out of it. Agricultural education and FFA is so unique compared to other career technical student organizations, and that's not a knock on them. That's just saying that the possibilities in this organization are endless. If you want to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, if you truly want to buy into this organization, there's no telling where you can end up. But I always tell them to have the attitude that no matter if they even get a chapter office, if they get a regional office, or if they never get a state office, to still just focus on the preparation to get those offices and just focus on the journey and try to be thankful for everything that you get to experience in this jacket, regardless if you get an extra year to put it on by becoming an officer at a higher level.
I got to ask as we wrap up here, but what's probably the coolest or most fun thing you've done this year, State President, that you and your officers have maybe done together, or maybe you've done it individually?
That is a great question, and I would have to go with the Rising Sun Conference that we got to put on as a state officer team that was actually held at FFA camp. It was a weekend experience for two members from each chapter around the state to come and go through workshops. And the focus of it was building connections with members in your chapter who haven't yet been involved and helping them find their place in FFA. And we kind of talked about that as planting a seed in your younger chapter members so that they too want to carry on the tradition of FFA. And at the end of that conference, we planted a tree out at FFA camp, and we put a plaque on it to signify the 2025 Kentucky FFA Rising Sun Conference and the meaning of it, which was planting that seed so that other members in our organization can grow.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Listen, it sounds like you've had a great year as president. Look forward to being with you this summer as you guys have your annual meeting, and happy FFA week to you. Hope you have a great week.
Yes, sir. Happy FFA week. I appreciate your time so much.